impact that it has on the kids that were defeated by that score is something, yeah, they'll get over it, they'll never forget it. You know, Guy, one of the things that I forgot to mention to you, and I wanted to get your feedback on it, was here in the Northwest in Seattle, we had a fast pitch softball game, girls softball, where the score was, believe it or not, in six innings, was 64-0. And I want you to know something. I really felt for both teams. I felt for both coaches because they both were impacted, and so were the parents. I guarantee you there probably weren't any parents on the receiving end of that loss, okay? And I think it was Franklin High School, if I'm not mistaken. Very well-known power basketball school.
Right.
Very well-known for providing a number of players that went on to play Division I basketball. Their football program is on the way up, but that's the only sport that really stands out.
Right.
And so here was this game. It was just last week. There's been an uproar over the result of it. When you saw that score, what were your thoughts? What did you think?
I thought it was a typo, first off. And then as I read the article, I had a problem understanding where the coach of the team who won 64-0 was coming from. You know, it's almost like he was oblivious to the ramifications of such a score on the psyche of everybody in attendance. Well, not only those who lost, but those who won. That could not have been an easy thing to sit through on either side.
And he made the comment that he didn't know it was that much. Well, let me ask you something.
That's ridiculous.
If you see birds flying south for the winter, okay, and you look up in the sky, and it just keeps flying, you know, I mean, there's this. It's just, we're not talking about a covey here, okay? We're talking about a squadron, okay, of snow geese, all right, that are flying. And you can't remember how many times, like a turnstile, they're going through home plate, okay? And, I find that unfathomable that a coach would not be cognizant nor sensitive enough to realize that, you know, this game is really getting out of hand. I need to go over, I need to talk to the umpire and go over to the other coach with the umpire and say, listen, you know, let's just go ahead and concede the game. You know, it's 22-0 and just go from there, okay? It's obvious that it's very difficult for your team to be able to, you know, play at this level. And that's it. Just walk away.
That would have been the gracious thing to do.
And you know what he said, though? Did you hear what he said? He said, well, I did. I talked to the umpires about, listen, we're going to lead off the bases, okay? We're going to run early, okay? Well, yeah, so they walk somebody and they run early. They walk, you know, or somebody gets a hit and they throw the ball. You know, it's like the Keystone Cops.
Right.
You know, nobody catches the ball. The ball goes in to the outfield, they overthrow the cutoff person, or they overthrow to home plate. So the turnstile is going, okay? I mean, it's like the bases are loaded on every play, or
right,
the bases are cleared until they're loaded again. So, you know, the problem that I have is that you don't make excuses. You take responsibility and you move on, all right? What do you think those kids on the losing team, how do you think they feel, Guy?
Decimated. Imagine the parents that came to that game, sat there and watched run after run scored, how embarrassed they were, and how, boy, they must have felt so bad. It's such a negative experience. I don't understand the leadership there, number one. I think, you know, the coach from the team who won 64-0 should have taken matters and been gracious and gone over to the official and said, you know what, we got to stop this. And the umpire should have said, you're right, we need to stop this. Got the other coach over there and said, you know, this, it's 25-0 right now, okay? This is only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Let's stop this. And why don't I suggest a forfeit? Something like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the kids. They go back to school, you know, nobody cares about their game. They know they're not very good, but now they go back to school because kids are talking about it in class.
Absolutely.
Okay, they're devastated by it. Kids want to quit now. The parents of the kids that weren't going to the games in the first place, you know, they've got fathers, they're reading the sports pages, they read this, and now they got to go to work, and they go, hey, isn't your daughter playing softball at West Seattle? Or not West Seattle, excuse me, Franklin. At Franklin? And so, yeah, man, it's really bad. Well, you know what? It is bad. And so the impact that it has on the kids that were defeated by that score is something, yeah, they'll get over it. They'll never forget it. And so I just, what bothers me in this whole matter is that it does affect the other team as well, the winning team, because
absolutely,
I guarantee you, every team they go against now is gunning for them. Okay, that's the psychology between something like that and a coach on the other team now is using that as motivation. Okay?
Well, I think they disrespected their opponent and they disrespected the game by running up the score like that.
And that's why the future coaches and opponents are going to take it to task, okay, that, you know, you're not going to do that to us. And so now those kids are affected by it. All they were doing was playing. They were going by the leadership and the direction of the coach. Now, I'm not going to denigrate and second-guess the coach of Woodinville, but I am going to take him to task and say, Coach, all right, in all the years that you have been working with kids and understanding the psychology of winning and losing, okay, and the impact that an unbelievable defeat, a crushing defeat, okay, and this is crushing. I mean, this is like, you know, one of those asphalt rollers, you know.
Right.
Rolling over you, okay? I mean, it everything is bad after being on the losing end of something like that. That the coach will take responsibility, and I'm not saying he resigns or anything. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know what? I really have to look at myself. I have to do a self-evaluation here, and what exactly am I trying to get out of this sport as a model to follow? What am I trying to teach the players? The players whose parents trust me in providing them a model to be successful. Well, Coach, you're missing the boat here, all right? You really are. I'm not going to name names. We don't do that. I'm just putting it out there. If somebody hears this and they want to tell the coach to go to it because Coach Tom Newell, all right, has an opinion about this, okay? And I'm not a proctologist, okay? I'm a basketball coach, teacher, counselor, all right, and I train parents and I train coaches, and working with Guy Perry, we want to help you and we want to help your players.
And this thing didn't come out of left field either. Franklin had been spanked a number of times previously to playing Woodinville. And so isn't there a plan? I mean, you know, they got a 20-point lead, 20-run lead. Isn't the coach saying, well, you know what, I'm going to have somebody who's never pitched before start pitching?
That's good.
I'm going to have everybody switch hit. And this is how we're going to get better because of this, doing things that we're not used to doing, putting players in other positions so that maybe they have a chance to do something that they haven't done before. And maybe they make mistakes, and that's okay. We're up by 20 runs.
Right. Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today program, please give us a call and we'll try to use it in a future episode. We're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH. Or send us email, familysportslifetoday@gmail.com.
And please visit our website at familysportslifetoday.com. You can listen to these programs online or subscribe and download them to your iPod or other MP3 players. If you subscribe, you will automatically receive future episodes.
Hey, coaches. Hey, parents. Hey, kids. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a great family sports life today.